Please note that this podcast features themes of violence, cursing, and descriptions of sexual acts and desires, and is not suitable for listeners under the age of 18. Some episodes also contain themes which may be triggering and feature content warnings. Please take care of yourself and don't hesitate to ask for help if you need it. Welcome to Poetically Healing. This is episode 25, Her Cries Torture Me. Every night when I lie down to sleep, I close my eyes and I hear screams. She is begging for it to stop and begging to be free. I can't recognize the voice that calls for help. A woman in pain, so helpless and scared. She reminds me of myself, where on the inside I scream and portray a smile for the world to see. I hear her screaming and crying for help. My head aches and I can't even rest. My eyes were wide open throughout the night. Not a single thing could put me to rest. I know what I hear does not come from my reality. But what if it's a cry for help from the other side? Where fires from hell are scorching your skin and you beg the Lord to save you from such cruelty. You answered for your crimes. Why reach out to me? A different realm, one in that you're not allowed to be free. I see you, a blurred face that approaches me in the mirror of the dark and dusty room. I cannot recognize you. Who are you? You cried blood while you extended your hand toward me, warned me of the man who will abuse and then murder me. No matter how many times he tries to hurt me, I will always love him and never forsake him. For I bow down and make him my idol. I do as he says and kisses his hand while his wife is beside him. I am insane, for love has blinded me and I know not what I do. For every day I wake up, I am a brand new man who will always love the person who does not love me back. Thank you so much for tuning in into episode 25. For more episodes, log on to aaronbihari.com.